Magic 931's Brooke and Vaughn.
Earlier today, we gave away a three-course meal at the Berry Hotel for Valentine's Day. There's a bottle of bubbles in there as well to enjoy responsibly and romantically, Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
And in putting out the call, and we actually did just get a response from Stacey, our winner, saying she hasn't had a date night with the husband out since their daughter was born.
Aww.
So beautiful. Enjoy it, guys. But we got a lot of great responses on Facebook of people telling us how they met their partner.
Yeah, it's really cute to see. You kind of reflect on your own stories of people that you've had in the past in your life like that. It's just one thing that kind of stood out for me as well, a lot of online dating success stories.
That's what I like too. Yeah, one from Kimberly saying one of the many Tinder success stories, like Kimberly might work for Tinder.
Maybe.
Just trying to spread the word.
Catherine sent through and said that her and her hubby met when they went to kindy together at age 4.
Aww.
She told his mum that she wanted to marry him. They obviously then went to high school together, had nothing to do with each other, but reconnected in 2015. And they're, yeah, married together. Yeah, isn't that beautiful?
That is beautiful. My grandparents met when they were sort of 4 years old at kindy, yeah.
Well, Corbin and I are kind of similar. We met in primary school, did not like each other.
Actively didn't like each other?
Yeah, actively. You know, your kids went through high school, didn't have anything to do with each other, and then kind of like re-met in year 11, and just the rest is history.
A spark. Wow, 10 years ago. One I like as well, we might have actually done a bit of matchmaking or something. Who knows? Friendship or you never know. Kari saying on the post if she can tag herself and eat both of the meals we were given away for the two-course thing. And then Keisha has replied, look, I'll have the other one. So maybe those two just can connect.
Oh my gosh, you have to just go anyway. Because what's Galentine's Day? That's usually yesterday, right? But it's just like friends having like their own Valentine's. Do that.
Yeah.
Make friends. It's not just about love. Yeah, look, a lot of primary school. Nicole said she met her partner within primary school, became really close, like best friends, lost contact, and then reconnected. There's a lot of that. It just makes you feel really good inside.
It's beautiful.
I love some Valentine's Day. Still a chance as well if you want to dedicate any of our remaining songs today to anybody. Let us know. Send us a message. We've got TLC, No Scrubs. We've got U2, Vertigo. Why
up
does that
grabs.
Resonate with you? Take it.